The hymn just now read out is a prayer from the disciple to his master. He says, "It is you who has lacerated my mind, my heart. There is no other remedy other than your own self. Remedy of this heart only lies in your hands. No other doctor can heal it up. You are going away, but don't forget us." That is the prayer, you see. Well, Master does not forget, that's right. But still, out of the anguished heart, you see, comes out the words from a disciple. For God's sake, don't forget us. We cannot forget you, but you also don't forget us. We are, after all, your own, you see. If you forget us, who will? What will be our own remedy, you see? So, the heart which is aching for just having a glimpse of the Master, you see, what a remedy can there be for that? Nothing else, no words, consolation will help you. Once it so happened, in the time of Lord Krishna, that there were many gopis, you see, they were very much in love of Lord Krishna. So he remained away for some time, say, about 6-8 months or so. So they could not reach him. And they were crying, like, you see, separation is a very bad thing. Two times are very difficult. For a man who has love in his heart, to have love in his heart for someone. One, the time which is just passed in awaiting. And the other time when he leaves, both times are very hard times. So Lord Krishna sent one Udo, messenger, go and console them, you see. Control them, well, look here, God is everywhere, Master is everywhere. He is in your heart of hearts, he is the very controlling power in of your own self in the body. Why are you worried? He is the soul of your soul, this and that thing, many things. So he went deeply to all those, to the best he could, you see. With all that, they heard very calmly, and last of all, told him, "Oh Udo, what you say is all right. But tell us, the eyes which are yearning to see that grading form of the Master, what is the remedy with you for that?" So this is a prayer from the disciple to the Master, but don't forget us. And generally you will find, usually, as a matter of fact, the Master never forgets himself. He says, "Well, I had only one heart, that you have taken possession of that. Now, what to do? We can think of no other than you, yourself. Your mind cannot be, heart cannot be 10-20. You can devote once here, then there. It's only one heart. Well, it is the throne of God. Don't let anybody sit on that except God." Mm-hmm. What we do, we just let every worldly things sit on the other and dethrone God. So Master, you see, Guru Arjuna says, the Master loves his, remembers his disciples with every breath. And you see, can mother forget his children, small children? He might be working here, there, anywhere, you see, in the kitchen, everywhere, child is lying in his room, but there is a connection. Little children child moves, yeah, then his milk began to, you see, come from the breast. The child little cries, she at once runs and leaves everything, maybe most valuable. Similarly, you see, we are all children of God. The God in man, he does not submit us. But the yearning of the heart, you see, the disciple does pray like that. Well, don't forget us. Even if you go away, we are yours after all. But I tell you, it is mother first who loves us, the child. Child's love is only reciprocal. The love that a master has for the children, for the disciple, for the children, he looks on the level of God in him. He loves the disciples as hundreds of others won't love his own children. But he loves his soul, development of the soul. With no consideration, no recompense, nothing of it. Mother may be loving the children, you see, with the hope when they will grow up, they will help us, this and that thing, in our old days they will become our stake. But Master does not need that. He simply sees that, says they are all, the souls are my, the God in him, thinks that he is my children. The more we have that yearning like that, you see, the more our mind is cleansed of all grass of the world, wiped away with the tears which roll down from the eyes, that water. With that water only, these doors of the filth of many bus paths can be washed off. Mother Room says that one place, if you want to go to the place of pilgrimage, the Mecca. So there are two ways from India, you see. One is through the sea, the other on the land. But the way on the land is very sandy, you see. There's dirt of water. There are no communications to the deserts of Arabia. So it's very hard to reach the place of pilgrimage if you go on foot or even on horses, you see. Because in the sense no car can go, you see. And there's a way through the sea. And that takes you quicker there in 3 days. So he says, well, look here, if you want to have a pilgrimage of God, well, come through the waters of tears, you see. You'll go quicker rather than you go through land or sands. What is that meant by that? Any prayers, any rites or ritual performed or reading of scriptures with dry hearts, like gymnastic, mechanical, that won't help you to read God. Just you read scriptures, your heart should be full, and that or should overflow twice. There was one pandit, you see, he was relating the story of Rama. Well, there was one illiterate man, you see. He was sitting, he was reading out in Sanskrit language, and he was shedding tears like that. The pandit thought perhaps he had followed me very well, you see. When the talk was over, he called him and looked here, you understood my talk, sermon very well. He said, I have not followed a word of you. Said, why were you crying and weeping? Then I had that scene of Lord Rama before me. My heart was full and shedding tears all through the scene. I never had a word of what you told. So this heart of love, you see, this is the foreshadow of the coming. When rain comes, there are clouds come before. When there are blossoms in the trees, fruit-growing trees, there are hope for fruit. Similarly, the heart which is full of anguish, you see, yearning, overflowing with tears, you see, from the eyes, such a one, you see, heart can reach out quickest. And you'll see, sometimes we never remember God, you see. Days and days pass away. We never think of that. By keeping diary, there is one thing very important, as you have not seen all aspects of it. That during the day you are remembering the God in it. You see? Otherwise you won't remember it. At least at night you remember what I have been doing and I have to send this diary. Isn't that a great blessing? We never realize the truth of the things which are given. And all the time you say, oh my God, I have to, not to do this, not to... Always thinking of the Master, of the God in him. So such a heart, you see, becomes the fittest to receive him, the quicker way, in a quicker way. So that was a prayer like that, you very full of pathos and yearning, you see. Oh Master, you are going, but don't forget us. We cannot remember you unless you remember us. That's our love is reciprocal, as I told you. So when you sit together, two men sit together, two disciples of the Master, naturally the remembrance of the Master comes. That is the first thing. When you are asked to just don't miss attending the group meeting. When you sit together, you think of the Master. One says of his own, says, well, this is like that, the other is like that. That way, the remembrance is revived. This is another thing. That is why Christ said, when more than one man sits in my name, I am there. You see? And moreover, you dwell for receptivity. So God, you see, when Master initiates anybody, he resides with him from very time, from that time. And never leaves him unless he takes him to the lap of the Father. And that is what is called God power or Guru power or Christ power, you see. So such like attitude makes us fit. Such like time spent when it comes to just sitting sweet members. You will have response from it. So these are some of the poems written in my being when I was away from my Master. Yes. This state of mind, you see, cannot express in words. It has not been given to words to express the feelings of the heart, you see, yearning of the heart. So such like attitude radiates in the atmosphere. They go to cleanse all foreign, external thoughts for the time being. It is just like, you see, ego, when it comes in, no spell is there. So when the eagle of love comes anywhere, you see, no thoughts arise there. So all Masters say, well, look here, the heart is the, they've given you as a sacred trust. Don't misappropriate it. It's meant for God, and that only God is on that throne and nobody. So such like prayers, these things are only come out, you see, afresh from every heart, gush out of the heart. Only such like prayers help. Sometimes you watch some models, I mean some specimens of prayers as given by Masters. That is only such like words that they gave out should come out. Very hard, gushes from very hard. Only mechanic was repeating something that can be so perfect. If you love him, you see, you abide in his heart, let my words abide in you and you abide in me. How can you abide in it when you remember? The more you know, the more he reacts, you see. And what does it cost? Anything? And time flies away like anything. At a time of separation from the master, at least, sometimes for 8 months, thankless months, you see, and these things came out of my heart. Heart is only one, or two, or three, how many you got? One? Yeah. You want heart, you see. When you give your heart, what remains? Where the heart goes, everything goes, you see. Body and soul both. This is what is meant by surrender or devotion. Simply in intellectual ways or philosophic ways of thinking this and all that. Prabhupada says, if the learned men come to know a little iota of what madness we've got, yearning for the Lord, they'll leave, forget everything and they'll dance like anything. Such a heart is the abode of the Lord, you see. Even when we say prayers, we are thinking of the worldly children, such and such, such and such. Tulsidas says, just clean your mind, so that God may, your beloved may manifest there. Then he defines what is called friendship, what is cleaning of the heart. He says, a heart in which no thought other than the God comes. You see, that's the pure heart. With no other thought, you see, comes up, you see, except God. Love of God, yearning of God. Such a heart is it, things that God manifests. That is why it is said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity means that.